Yes,
Is
recording.
it recording? Okay. Well, good morning, good afternoon, Merry Christmas. This is the Gridmaster session two, special session today, January 17th, 2021. And Rosemary and John are going to be in charge today, and they're going to do some special things. And even for me, which I appreciate. Thank you. And so because of that, and because I'm not featured, here's Rosemary and John. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Mm-hmm. Welcome to our monthly Gridmasters, and sometimes more than monthly.
I hate to interrupt. Can everybody mute?
Oh, did you mute everybody?
Okay, so
muted.
We let them mute themselves, except if the one or two don't, then we can go ahead and mute them. But yeah, so everybody, please mute yourself.
Okay, John, you're muted, I think.
No, you're okay.
Okay.
See? I can hear.
I'm muted on the video screen, but I'm not muted on my phone.
Okay, well, whatever works.
Okay, so can everyone hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So what we're going to do today is we're going to use this flashing technique, which John Carroll has come up with. And it's a way to project light into the earth, humanity, wherever we direct it. And we're going to direct it into different areas of the globe. So I don't know how many of you saw what I posted on the Gridmaster's Facebook. I posted a very short clip from the Men in Black movies where they use that little neuralizer. It's quite funny.
Yes.
And flash people. We're not going to be removing anybody's memory, but that's just a little visual as to a flash, what a flash is and what we're going to be doing.
Sure.
And we're also going to be following the map that was also posted on Gridmasters. If you didn't see it, it's okay, because I will explain where the different zones are as we do it. So I am excited about this because I've been practicing and John has been using it for a while. And I think we've both found that it's really an amazing technique. It's effective. When I do it, I feel stimulated. So I feel like the light is just pouring through me. And so I'm really excited to see what it's going to be like when we're all doing it as a group simultaneously. I think it's going to be really powerful. So let's see. The idea of drawing loops around the continents is what I call containment field. And that means that it's almost like a bubble or a container. And when we flash our light into that container, it doesn't dissipate so fast. It stays in that area. So that's why we've segmented off different areas of the globe. And at the end, when we've done the three areas inside the loops, we're going to do everything else, which was the oceans, the Arctic, Antarctica, anything that didn't get flashed within those first three containment fields. And then finally, we're going to imagine the entire Earth, the globe, everything from the inner Earth communities, all of the surface and the atmosphere in one vast containment field. And we're going to flash our light into that, but in a way that is holding the light. So instead of just a burst, we're going to flash and hold. And that will be the end of our presentation. So at that point, everyone can disconnect from the call and continue to flash. in there at home, or flash or hold, whatever, however you want to term it.
Mm.
And as John mentioned, John Walker, before we flash the earth, we're going to have John in the center of his own containment field, like a cocoon. And we're going to flash the green healing light onto John. So that's more or less everything that we're going to do. I will guide you in the zones, and we qualify the light every time. We're going to flash each zone 3 times. So I will mention the intention, the specific intention for each flash. Okay. So there's 4 different zones and 3 flashes for each one of the earth. And for John, we're just going to do the green healing light. But right now, John Carroll is going to explain the flashing technique and how he came up with it in his words. So he's going to get us started.
Okay. I assume you can hear me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just recently learned that this medicine that I'm taking gives me a dry mouth, and it makes me talk slower than usual. And you know how slow I talk. So hopefully I don't lose anybody, and you'll let me get away with this.
Of course.
Today we'll be in the crucible, so please take your seats and be stable in the fifth dimension. I'd like to begin with the words from Archangel Gabriel. He said, "You're in your light body with the emblazoned name of the Creator, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. You're in your light body. As you spin up your triad system, you're in your Merkaba, with the light at 100%. Metatron has suggested that for our purpose today, we use 100% instead of 130. I'm going to have to paint you several different pictures, and then you're going to have to bring them all together in your head at once. First is back when Joan fell and hurt her back, and everybody heard about it, and everyone sent their love. And I had already been doing some work on her, and when I looked at her, I saw her surrounded with this dimensional light or love in a way that I'd never seen before. And but it wasn't doing anything. It was just there. And I went over and scooped some up and put it in different places, and then it worked. But the light that was just there was just there. And so I realized that that means that if we're sending differentiated light, we should describe what it's doing. We should give it a command. So that's the basis. And we are going to give the emphasis on what the fifth dimensional love will do. It has intelligence. It has consciousness. But it still needs to be directed. So I was thinking about that, and I thought of the Men in Black movies. If you haven't seen the movie, it's basically a secret government agency that takes care of the extraterrestrials that are on the planet Earth, but they're all in disguise. And every so often, public witnesses something they shouldn't be seeing, and so they use this flashing tool to remove their memory. so they didn't know about the extraterrestrials because, hey, nobody on Earth is allowed to realize how many star people are among us, right?
Right.
So the agents would put on their special dark glasses so they weren't, so they didn't have their memory removed. So I was thinking about that, and when the cleanup crew came for large groups of people, I think that tool could be calibrated for however big a field of people it needed to remove memory from. All right, well, look, just leave that picture over there on the side. And another picture I want to bring up is, having seen the light within me, I know instinctually that I can open a shutter inside myself like a camera. And I can let out a flash of light that is soft, it's white, it's at 100%, and it's in full power. But it'll just be for a millisecond, just like a camera flash. So what we're asking is that from our unified fields, we could blast the light for a millisecond, but it would be differentiated to do something. This exercise will make us stronger in unity, and it will help us learn to be precise in the use of the light. Power within the crucible is formidable and ready for use. But then I had another question. Since when I do healing work, I am careful to be sure that the person asking for healing has really asked for it, and it wasn't just somebody else's idea. And so, how are we going to do this and not go against people's free will? So I said, we would need to differentiate the light with precision. So we're proposing that we use the flashing technique upon the earth and humanity with differentiated light. And this light will affect all mankind who are asking within their spirit, within their being, for help. And all those that have decided that they're not interested in the light will just simply fall out of our designated field. After working with this method, it's become obvious, and Rosemary mentioned it, that having a designated field is very important. And I wanted to remind you that when we're flashing areas of the globe, we're flashing light to humanity, the air, the land, the water, and the elementals. So now we're proposing that we will flash the light from within your being. We'll flash in unison a differentiated light at 100% to a designated section of humanity and Earth that does not go against the free will of any individuals, because they will simply drop out of the bubble. By using control of time, anyone reading or listening to this later and they want to flash with us, they'll be in unison with us now. Or they may want to do their own work using this technique. Metatron has confirmed that this technique for our use, and you might want to use it later on in your exploration of self. So, your own, Rosemary.
Okay. So, with that, I think everyone has an idea of how all these pictures fit together that John described for us. And the other thing that Metatron did mention was the value of coordinating the flash with our breath. So the process that we're going to use is to breathe in, to hold, and then flash with the exhale. So I will say those words out loud, and that way we can all flash at the same time with the exhale. If anyone's not comfortable with the rhythm that I am speaking, do it on your own. But the idea is when we exhale, we flash. And I think the inhale brings it in, maybe it compresses, I'm not sure how it works, and then it comes out as we breathe. Okay. So, Mr. John Walker, are you ready to be in the center of our group? The center of our attention and our love and our focus?
Yes, free will. You have it.
Wonderful. Okay, so let us all be centered in our hearts, feeling into the love that we have for all of our community, especially for John Walker in this moment. The intention that we want to set is that for this green healing light of love to aid him in the healing of his physical body and to be in use for his highest good. So that is our intention. The light will be the green light of source. Okay. So we'll do this several times. Everyone think of John within this cocoon. And now we're going to breathe in, hold, flash. We can imagine in our mind's eye how this cocoon, like a membrane around John, is now brighter. It's filled with light, like scintillating, sparkling. I'm going to do this again. Breathe in. Hold. Flash. Breathe in. Hold. Flash. Let's do this one last time for John Walker from our hearts. Breathe in. Hold. Flash. Thank you, John, for receiving our light and our love. And let us all take a moment to breathe again in our natural pattern. And we'll begin with the earth. So the first zone of the earth that we are going to flash in, and we're going to flash three times. The first zone is North and South America. The North and South American continents, which include Canada, the United States, Mexico, all of Central and South America, the Caribbean. It's where most of us in the seating of the divine group live. It's a land that we know. We've all seen its beauty and its magnificence. So in our hearts, if we can feel into that beauty and the magnificence of this land, we're going to flash the first time the light at 100% for grounding with sixth and seventh dimensional equilibrium and balance. So our first intention, grounding, equilibrium, and balance, light at 100%. Okay. Breathe in. Hold. Flash. So imagine this bubble. It's like a membrane around the continents of North and South America that have just received this first flash of light. We're going to repeat the second flash, which is differentiated, the 100% light for the awakening of love and unity. So from the love and unity within ourselves and our hearts, we breathe in, hold, and flash. The third flash that we're going to do in this area is the green light from source, which is for the healing of wounds and for the nurturing of self-love. So we all know this light of love intimately in our hearts. We're going to bring it forth with the breath. Breathe in. Hold. Flash. Okay, so we're going to continue now. The next loop is around the continents of Europe and Africa. There's quite a few seating of the divine members also in Europe and Germany, Great Britain, Spain, etc. And the continent of Europe and the vast continent of Africa and all of its diverse wildlife and natural wonders is a beautiful place. Every place on the earth is filled with such beauty. So from that appreciation in our hearts of the wonders, the natural wonders of these lands, let us go back to the first flash for grounding, equilibrium, and balance. Breathe in, hold, flash. See how Europe and Africa now is in this bubble of light, and the light remains. It does not dissipate so quickly. So again, for this area, the second flash is going to be the awakening of love and unity in the hearts of all mankind. Breathe in, hold, flash. And the third flash is the green light of source for the healing of wounds and the nurturing of self-love. Let's breathe in, hold, flash. So imagine in your mind's eye now these continents of Europe and Africa wrapped in this beautiful light of love. And the light remains there. It's slowly integrated. we're going to move on to our next loop, which is around all of Asia, Australia, and New Zealand, the island nations that are around there. This is a vast area. It goes all the way from Siberia, the pristine forests of the north, through China, India, Southeast Asia. It's one of the most densely, or the most densely populated area of the earth. And we're also including all of Australia and New Zealand with a vast array of flora and fauna that are only found in this area. Let us put this area into our hearts and the appreciation that we have for this zone. And together we will breathe our first flash, equilibrium, grounding, and balance. So breathe in, hold, flash. See how this area is now enveloped in that light. Our second flash is for the awakening of love and unity. Let's breathe in, hold, flash. And the third flash of the green light from Source for healing of all wounds and the nurturing of self-love. Let's breathe in, hold, flash. So now all of the major land masses are enveloped in these cocoons of light. And we are going to continue with the earth, the areas that were not included in those first three loops, which are all of the oceans, the Arctic, the continent of Antarctica, any remote islands that were not contained in the previous loops. All of those areas we're going to encompass in our mind's eye in a bubble. And let us think about the magnificence of these oceans, the animal life, the whales, the dolphins, the plankton, everything that is alive in this area. And from this appreciation in our hearts, we're going to direct the first flash, which is a flash for grounding, the sixth and seventh dimensional equilibrium and balance. So breathe in, hold, flash. Now we can see how all of these oceans are encompassed in this veil. It's like a puffy fog of light. We're going to do the second flash for the awakening of love and unity. Breathe in. Hold. Flash. And the third flash we are going to do in this area is the green healing light of Source for the healing of wounds and the nurturing of self-love. Let us all breathe in. Hold, flash. So now let us feel in our hearts all of the areas of the earth which have been flashed. We are flashing, but we are also receiving the light of that flash in our bodies as we live in, on these different continents. So with all the world aglow, let's imagine one final image of the earth in all of its glory, all of the continents, all of the oceans, all the way down to the Christ of Matrix, the mineral kingdom, the inner earth communities, all the beings that live upon or are part of the earth and the atmosphere. This grand complex of Mother Earth, we're going to imagine inside a bubble or a cocoon of love. And from the love in our hearts, we're going to flash and hold this stream of green light. So the green light, again, is the healing green light of Source. And this flash may not be so powerful at first, but rather a softer flash, which then is held. We can sit and hold this flash for as long as we desire. So I will just direct us one time in this flash. But before, I just want to express my appreciation for everybody on this call and all of our group, our crucible, the non-physical beings, as well as the physical beings that are part of this collective. So thank you and blessings. Let us breathe in from our hearts, hold, and flash the green light of Source.
Thank you all for joining us. Continue to meditate and send the light as you deem appropriate. We will now close this part of our meeting. Blessings.
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 Thank you all for everything.